Yo, guys, we are live. We are freaking back. How exciting is this? It is officially the second day of March Madness. It's 2:34 on the East Coast. I know that some of this content will be dated, but we'll draw from some major themes and especially cover the teams that were eliminated and really highlight some of the incredible games of yesterday, as well as some dogfights going on today on Saturday. We'll also have, at the end of the week, probably Monday night, we'll have a big hour and a half podcast that will just center on all the emotions of watching these games, and I'll go more into my viewing experience, how great these games were. Let's just talk about the basketball on the floor in particular. And also, we're going to cover the end of the UNC Greensboro game. It's going on live, so you get a live reaction of my podcast. UNC Greensboro is a very good team. They're playing Florida State. Florida State is also fantastic. This has been a great back and forth for UNC Greensboro. Could have faded throughout the game, and now it's only a three-point game. We also got LSU and the Bonnies going on. That game is going to be terrific. I bet it's going to be a close first half, and then in the second half, I'll cover that substantially. So let's get to yesterday. So the opening game, a very good opening game. We had Florida and Virginia Tech. Before we go into that, a quick shout out to Darren DeVries. Even if Drake falls today to USC, which it's going to be a tall task to beat USC and Evan Mobley, what Darren DeVries has done in 2 years in Des Moines has been absolutely fantastic. Last year, they had a very exciting season with the Murphy twins. They're getting all these transfers. They had Thomas come in from Australia. And then, of course, the center was really good last year on Drake. Robbins graduated, and then they beat Wichita State. Wichita State was D'ing him up the entire game on Thursday night. But Drake is just a better shooting team than Wichita. And Drake's defense is still very, very good, even though their offense can be extremely limited and they're easy to defend at times. But it was a gritty, gritty comeback win for Drake. Very exciting game as Wichita had a chance to win it, and they missed a shot at the buzzer front rim. And then we also had Michigan State and UCLA, one of the best playing games ever. I didn't think it would actually be, but the game went to overtime. Michigan State actually had really good offense in the first half. Michigan State has been a bad offensive team, and now if Zhu Zhang is healthy for UCLA, they're going to have a great chance to take down the Cougars today, but it depends on the health of one of their best scorers there. All right, so let's get to yesterday. So Virginia Tech and Florida, watch a little bit of the game. Big shot by Virginia Tech to obviously get it in the overtime, but then Florida ends up winning. These are two, decent teams. But then the real story of yesterday is now Florida is going to be playing the fourth-seeded team from the Summit League. That's right. They didn't finish first. They didn't even finish second and not third in the Summit League. And that is Oral Roberts, who needed a tip-in just a week ago to even advance to the final of the Summit League, which is absolutely ridiculous. The run of Oral Roberts as UNC Greensboro. Shot clock violation, great defense by the Noles. But anyway, Oral Roberts. Let's talk about Oral Roberts. I mean, they have Mad Max, their point guard, the leading scorer in the country. He was scintillating yesterday. I think he had about 32 points. I'm going to go ahead and check the box score of Oral Roberts, a team from Tulsa, Oklahoma, who spent 1 year in the Southland Conference, and then they're back in their Summit League roots. They're from Tulsa, a great, great city, great steakhouses. Tulsa, Oklahoma, Oral Roberts. And boy, oh boy, Oral Roberts, Kevin O'Banner. Out of the town, I'll give you the little bio on Kevin O'Banner. Kevin O'Banner, on St. Patrick's Day, no less. On St. Patrick's Day, he's all of 6'8", 230-pound stud, showing a throwback of Kevin Pitznagel. He was reigning in threes yesterday for the Oral Roberts Golden Eagles. He was absolutely spectacular, and he also made the clutchest free throws of the game, down by two, Kevin O'Banner. And UNC Greensboro had a chance to tie, but he's from Houston, Texas. He's a redshirt junior. I want him to return. This guy is a stretch five. He was great, great, great yesterday. Oral Roberts got off to an unbelievable start. They really shot the rock well all night long. And boy, UNC Greensboro with a great save. UNC Greensboro going down the floor. And I'm going to take you through here. Floater is good. Tough floater. 48-49. Boy, oh boy, I just can't keep my eyes off this. At a commercial, we'll then talk about Oral Roberts. What a great shooting game by Oral Roberts yesterday. I'll pull up the stats, but Ohio State, as a two seed, they just got bombarded by a really, really good basketball team. Florida State gets a nice dunk there and it's going to be an under four timeout pretty soon. But Oral Roberts, they were unconscious. I mean, they hit 11 threes. Their three throw percentage, 14 out of 18. Ohio State from three, 21%, 5 of 23 from three. 9 of 18 from the line, 50% from the line. So not good enough if you're Ohio State if you're going to win. And we get a nice foul call there, a bailout foul call on an out-of-control drive by the UNC Greensboro Spartans. All right, so O'Banner yesterday with 30. Mad Max Abness. Max Abness from Rockwell, Texas. He's 6'1". He's the leading scorer in college basketball. 29 points. 29 points for Max Abness, who I believe is a senior this year. Or no, he's only a sophomore. That is unbelievable. He'll probably transfer, unfortunately, for Oral Roberts fans. I mean, he's making a name for himself, but right now he's locked in the Oral Roberts. Maybe if O'Banner comes back, they can even do this again. But for them to win the Summit League Championship over North Dakota State, where they needed all of that second half, because they were up by 30. North Dakota State, they almost had one of the biggest collapses in Summit League Championship history. They end up surviving. And then, of course, they beat Ohio State. Really hot shooting by Abness and O'Banner. It's going to be tough, obviously, to duplicate the performance. I mean, O'Banner with 30 points, his best game of his career. The hitting, the clutch free throws. O'Banner, 89% from the line. Absolutely incredible for a 6'8 power forward to be that efficient from the charity stripe. UNC Greensboro airball 50-53, but Oral Roberts beating Ohio State sent the tournament into a tizzy early in the day. We also had Texas Tech, Mac McClung, and Texas Tech and the Red Raiders. What a great second half. Unbelievable defense stifling the Utah State Aggies in the second half. Texas Tech looks very, very dangerous. And then, of course, that game's going to be absolutely great, I believe, between the Arkansas Razorbacks, who really had to fight off a terrible first half where they allowed Colgate to hit a lot of threes, but then the cream rose to the top in the second half. Arkansas was able to run them out of the gym in the second half. This is going to be an up-tempo game. Great athletes everywhere on both sides of the floor. Arkansas and Texas Tech going to be one of the more enjoyable games of the round of 32. That game's going to be on Sunday. Can't wait to pull up the full schedule for March Madness. But Oral Roberts with a huge, huge victory, and that really sent the tournament into a tizzy. And also, they had a chance to tie it. They had a chance to tie the game. I'll tell you who had a chance to tie the game. Ohio State at the end of the game. Oral Roberts was dominating the overtime. Ohio State had a three-pointer straight away to send the game into double overtime. They missed it right. EJ Liddell misses it right. And the Ohio State Buckeyes go down to the Oral Roberts. So what a great win for Tulsa, for Oral Roberts. Unbelievable. A 15 over a 2 seed, the first time in 4 years since Middle Tennessee State beat, at that time, a tournament favorite in Michigan State. That was absolutely that was amazing. I believe I might have been at like a Temple, Iowa game at that time at the Garden. That was, or at Barclays Center. That's the first time in 4 years that that has happened. And it's only happened 9 times in tournament history that a 15 seed's beaten a 2 seed. So that was one of the huge stories yesterday. I mentioned Texas Tech. Illinois looked pretty good in the second half. I'll admit I haven't been that high on Illinois. And Illinois looked great. Drexel just couldn't score. And then Illinois ran them out of the gym, covering the spread, beating them 78-49. Baylor, hot shooting, looking very, very good. Let's go to Loyola. What a game by Loyola yesterday against Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech goes off to a 13-3 run in that zone. Great defense. Jose Alvarado, a complete beast. And also yesterday, having one of the best games of his life was Jordan Usher. Jordan Usher, I believe. Yes, Jordan Usher, 6'7", from Atlanta. I think he's a senior. Jordan Usher played tremendously well, hitting tough shots. But Loyola Chicago dug themselves out of the hole, settled down, and their defense is impeccable. They are the Villanova of the Midwest with Porter Moser. Porter Moser, to me, reminds me of Jay Wright. And that's how great that this Loyola team plays. Pack line defense, they switch everything. Their defense is absolutely scintillating to watch. And then you had the senior yesterday, Lucas Williamson, who said his idol was Ben Richardson, who said his idol was the guy that led Loyola with his running mate, Clayton Custer. Kansas City natives reunited up there in Chicago. That run, the 2017 Final Four run where they beat Tennessee on a Clayton Custer fall away, falling to his right, hit the square part between the backboard and the rim, got one of the luckiest bounces ever. What a shot for the Larry Bird Player of the Year, Clayton Custer, as a senior. They beat Tennessee that day. First game, the Adante Ingram from straight away, completing an amazing comeback over Jim Larranaga, Lonnie Walker, and the Hurricanes. And then you had them beating the Must Bus, Nevada, with Marcus Townsend and clutch shots. And then, of course, over Kansas State in the Elite Eight, Ben Richardson goes for 25. One of the great runs in tournament history. Anyway, Florida State up by 5, gets a big old board, but then throws it away. And a foul. UNC Greensboro headed to the line with a chance to make it a 3-score game. So UNC Greensboro, this is very, very exciting. Leonard Hamilton trying to advance with a talented Florida State team. And I'll tell you, Colorado looked absolutely fantastic. So Colorado's probably going to be the favorite, whoever goes on. Colorado looks like a team. Colorado looks like the team that is going to win the... They're going to get to the Final Four, Colorado. That's how good they look. Misses the front end. Painful. Down by 5. They missed the front end. They needed it. 3 minutes to go. Down by 5 to the Noles. The Noles chewing on clock. The Noles take a screen. Number 1 outside. Probing into the lane. No good, but a no board. A board and then... Oh, man, UNC Greensboro on the line as they hustle for a loose rebound that UNC Greensboro desperately needed. But Florida State, great hustle by both teams, tried to call timeout. I wonder if they can review that because it looked like he almost called a timeout on that play. Anyhow, an upset alert. Eastern Washington 11 minutes away from another 14 over a 3 upset. Actually, it would be our first of the tournament. Upsets happening. Oh, great D. Oh, that's a loose ball. UNC Greensboro battling for Wes Miller. Could they complete it? Could they do it? The Greensboro Spartans. What a fun team. If you remember Heartbreak City a couple of years ago, UNC Greensboro lost in an overtime game. Might have been to these same Florida State Seminoles. Man, oh man, the greatest tournament of the year, the greatest days of the year. Loyola Chicago, though, second half, Lucas Williamson, absolutely fantastic. Isaiah Miller goes to the line. Ah, the pressure. The pressure that these kids have to face, facing one and ones. They just missed one. Here we go. Nah, and it's back iron. That's something that they're going to point to if they can't come back, is two missed free throws on the one and ones, killing Greensboro. And it's tough. It's nerve-wracking. It's the tournament. These kids out there battling for everything, playing great defense, undersized against the lengthiest team in college basketball. Unfortunate play that's pretty much going to seal it for Florida State. They try an alley-oop. The guy misses the oop. He then comes down, catches the basketball. Greensboro fouls him and won. So it's looking like Florida State's going to get out of here with a win. Eastern Washington now is going to probably take the spotlight as the team that is trying to beat a Kansas team that has been so inconsistent all year for Kansas standards, a team that's not really that talented of a Kansas team, and a team in Kansas that is missing players due to the virus out there, coronavirus. So what a showing. Let's just run through it. So Loyola Chicago, what a game. Lucas Williamson with 23 points. Clements, it was great. And Wisconsin over North Carolina, one of the biggest shockers of the day, not because Wisconsin won the game, but because of the manner in which they did it. 85-62 go the Badgers. Brad Davison, one of the best games of his life as a senior, a guy from Minnesota, a quarterback, a 4.0 high school student, Brad Davison, the charge maker, Brad Davison. He had one of the great games yesterday in tournament history. What a game by Brad. And 29 points for Davison. And Wisconsin gets a huge win. The Wisconsin Badgers over the North Carolina Tar Heels yesterday. Turnover. Let's see if they can get one. Okay, shot clock. 7-point game. The spread very much in factor for UNC Greensboro as we go down the stretch here. North Texas, a 13-4. The North Texas Mean Green again. The third seed in their conference tournament, I believe, or maybe the second seed. What a comeback against Western Kentucky to win it. And then they beat Purdue. What a game. What a game yesterday. Greensboro, three ball, no good, rebound, up and a foul, okay. Down by seven, got to hit these two free throws here, give yourself a chance, but is Kansas going to, that's going to be, it's Eastern Washington and Kansas battling it out right now. Kansas sneaking up on Eastern Washington. The Eagles, one of the best teams in college football for the FCS level, trying to get a historic tournament win over Kansas. Colorado today looked amazing in their win over Georgetown. Tennessee with an awful dud of a performance for Rick Barnes in this tournament. He's never really been a tournament guy. He's failed at this tournament a lot. Rick Barnes, again, with a huge failure. Wayne Tinkle, how about it? They don't have Gary Payton. They don't have Tress Trinkle. They were like a sixth seed in their conference tournament. What a layup by Florida State there. Breaks the press. Ah, boy, it's a 7-point game. Will Greensboro cover now? They need a three here. They're down 7. Greensboro off of a screen. Greensboro up top. Tries to get inside. Fadeaway is nothing but air. Florida State now going to hold the ball. They're going to end up fouling these guys. Florida State just too athletic. Missed free throws from UNC Greensboro. And UNC Greensboro couldn't match up physically with Florida State. We're going to see Florida State and Colorado. I think Colorado is going to be the hotter team. I think Colorado is going to win that game. But Florida State just has incredible, incredible players. Really good athletes. The number one team in the ACC. Representing over a stingy UNC Greensboro group that always puts up a great fight in this conference tournament. Wes Miller, I believe, that should be the next coach of North Carolina, although they might go for a guy from a higher major school. I think Wes, who played at North Carolina, is going to be the new coach of North Carolina when Roy decides that he doesn't want to coach any more basketball. And speaking of Roy, he gets pounded. It's the first time that North Carolina has lost in the first round in maybe over 50 years, which is an incredible statistic because usually they're a one or a two seed, and their style of play, they run so fast, they make the game really fast so you don't get caught in a half court like Virginia did against UMBC, and that's part of the reason why UNC ends up winning these games. Syracuse and Buddy Boeheim, another story of yesterday. The Northeast, we have Rutgers beating Clemson, Rutgers with the first tournament win in like 40 years. But Buddy Boeheim yesterday, I think he got himself a 30-piece. Yes, he got himself a 30-piece yesterday. Gerard chips in 12. Syracuse, West Virginia, Huggins versus Boeheim. An old Big East showdown going to be in round two as Syracuse beats San Diego State. West Virginia holds on late. But Syracuse beating a talented San Diego State team. San Diego State couldn't deal with the zone. Great defense from the Orange. The Orange were able to hit a lot of threes yesterday. Liberty and Oklahoma State. Cade Cunningham only scored 1 point in the first half. Liberty won the first half. So Oklahoma State really struggled. But then in the second half, Cade Cunningham, he could control the game like Luka and LeBron at 6'8", one of the more talented players in this tournament that we've ever seen. And even if he's not scoring, he's handling the ball. He's 6'8". You're not going to take the ball from him. He's an elite level point guard, distributor, and he's the captain of Oklahoma State. And he makes that team go. And Oklahoma State has great athletes. They have Anderson who can get to the lane. So Oklahoma State now is going to be playing against Oregon State, and Oregon State looked mighty hot, so that could potentially be upset alert, more so than Liberty, that again just fails to drive into the lane, doesn't have the height, and they only survive off of threes. So once Oklahoma State stopped them from making threes, Oklahoma State was gonna find out a way to win. So now UNC Greensboro, now it's the icing on the cake. It's just basically the last few minutes of this game. But yesterday was incredibly, incredibly pleasing. Villanova looked actually very, very good in their win against. Villanova looked great in their win yesterday, and they're going to be playing against North Texas. Seven-point game there as they dunk it. But anyhow. The Villanova looked great yesterday. That's what I'm going to say. All right. So, and then, of course, we have Rutgers. Houston looks spectacular. Houston looks like a Final Four team. Colorado looks like a Final Four team off of yesterday. Loyola could potentially win. So, but it's, I'm going to say it's Houston and it's Colorado out of yesterday's. Colorado went today. So a team that I believe is going to win. I believe Baylor. Baylor and Houston look like the teams. It could be Baylor, Houston, and Colorado right now. Early snapshot teams that I think are the most impressive in this tournament, Baylor, Houston, and Colorado to me look like the teams that are going to do it. 8-point ball game. Oh, no, no. Oh. A dunk by Florida State that's going to cost some bettors a lot of money. Florida State wins it by 9 over UNC Greensboro. Might not have covered off of some last minute play. Might have gotten burned there with a UNC Greensboro bet. If that line is 13, you're okay. But if you got the line today at like 8.5, then you're in a lot of trouble. That could be a terrible beat for guys who had like UNC Greensboro 8 or UNC Greensboro 7. You know, Florida State gets like a steal, gets a block at the end of the game. You think they might dribble it out? No, it's a dunk. And listen, you know, I'm not going to get on a guy for dunking a ball at an end of a game like that. It was a great play. Two-handed jam gets the bench fired up. Congratulations to the Florida State Seminoles. A lot of us wanted UNC Greensboro to end up winning this game. And now LSU up by 14 over the Bonnies. LSU looks mighty, mighty dangerous. Will Wade taking his team for the tournament. So that wraps it up for today. An update on day one. Hope you guys enjoyed it. You got a little UNC Greensboro coverage, but really day one emotions and everything that went into it, discussing day one. We'll do a podcast at the end of the week, of course, maybe one tomorrow talking about the games. We'll do one at the end of week one, the end of week one, and we'll go through all of our emotions, how we were watching the game, how I was, and we'll try to have some special guests on this podcast, Dave Longhorns, my friend Coach Daish. We'll try to get them on board on the podcast. All righty, guys, thank you for listening. Take care.